We are learning the Sechtes Lomatzia, Daf Pei Ches Amar Aleph, and we are starting on the bottom of Daf Pei Zayin Amar Beis. Omra Abyanai, Eina Tevel Meschayev B'Meiser At Yir Pnei Abayis. Abyanai says that Medaraisa, you're not Chayev in Meiser, even though you did Meruach. Meruach means that you finished up the product, you finished up the pile of wheat. You're not Chayev in Meiser At Yir Pnei Abayis until you take it through the front of the house. So now, how do you know that a bias is the kaveya? Shenema be'arti a kodesh min a bias. It says when you say vidu ma'isa, he said, I got rid of the kodesh from the bias. You see, the bias is kaveya la ma'isa. We don't see yet why it has to go through a front door, but you see that it has to be in the bias.
Is it after you do all the work?
Yeah.
The wheat?
Yeah, the wheat's all finished. You cut it, you did dosh, everything. It has to go to, you have to bring it into the bias. Rabbi Yechon Amar, I fill the chotzer kavas, I bring it to my chotzer, it's also enough. They both say you need something, you can't leave it out in the field. You have to either bring in the bias, that's Rabbi Yana Shita, Rabbi Yechon says it has to be brought into the chotzer. Shenema va'ochlu b'shorecha v'saveyu. The pasuk says va'ochlu b'shorecha v'saveyu, loshon shar, which is loshon of the chotzer. And therefore, in such a case, it says in that pasuk, end of that pasuk, v'sata l'levi, so with the din of meiser, it says, Mesata Levi, the same pasuk as Sharecha. So our kaponim says the lashon of the pasuk is Mesata Levi legerel yosva amana va'ochlu b'sharecha v'saveyu. So he holds in the chatz is enough. Rabbi Yechinami aksiv min abayis. It says bayis also. Malach chatz dumi debayis. The reason why it says bayis is that the chatz has to be dumi debayis. Ma bayis mishtamer. Looks like a bayis is a place where it's mishtamer, has a fence around it, a house has walls. So I have chotzer mishtameres, chotzer wants to be mishtameres. So open chotzer won't have a din of kaveh, that's mechayiv maisa. What does Rav Yani do with the pasuk b'sharecha? Rav Yani nami aksib b'sharecha. Humu boyle demayle derech shar lafuke derech gagois v'kafifois deloy. So Rav Yani says, this pasuk b'sharecha was, that teaches us that even a bayis is not enough. If you bring it through the bias with the gag or kafifos, you bring it into the bias through the roof or through the porch, that's not enough. It has to come through the front door. It has to come through the door in order for it to be chayiv. And that's Rabbi Yana Shita. So the machlokes of Rabbi Yana Yechon, how you chayiv ma'isa midaraisa. According to Rabbi Yana, dafkon comes into the house through the front door. According to Rabbi Yechon, sufficient if it comes into the chotzer, that's enough to be chayiv ma'isa. Like we spoke at, it has to be something that's nigmar also. It has to be something that's finished product as well. It has to be, like the Gemara says, in other places, in Sachim, the Gemara says that if I bring it in, b'moitshalah, I bring it in with the brand, and then I break it up in the house, you won't be chayiv, because in such a case, it was not nigmar yet. It has to be nigmar first, and then you bring it into the house, then you're chayiv. So that's the dinner of Rabbi Yana and Rabbi Yechon. That's the dinner of the locha of Rabbi Yana and Rabbi Yechon. Most of Rav Chanin, has a kash like this. Most of Rav Chanin chayzah, we had in yesterday's blat that we used the whole pasuk of Kisovet Bekem Re'echa for drushes. One of the words it says in the pasuk is "V'chalta anovim k'nafshecha sovecha." What do we learn the word for nafshecha? We learn the word nafshecha like this: k'nafshecha, kach nafshecha poil. Ma nafshecha, just like you yourself. If you go out in the field and you're harvesting your fruit, you're oichel apater and you're part of a meiser. Af nafshecha poil, oichel apater. The poil also is potter, because you would think he's chayiv as lekeach, that he's like a lekeach, he's like someone who buys something. If someone buys something, that's kaveh lemaiser, even though it's not kavua for the balabas. But kamash v'lo, no, they're not chayiv. Ho lekeach is chayiv, but a lekeach is chayiv. My lav besoda. We're talking about the soda, and like Rashi explains, that if gemar melacha only works with going into the house, so a mekach, which shafs gemar melacha, also needs going into the house. So how in the soda could a lekeach be chai if I didn't bring it into the house?
It is the
bnei bayis. What?
Maybe the lekeach is
not bnei bayis. No, it's not bnei bayis. Bnei bayis is a house, or a sharech, or a chatz. It's a kash both on b'yechon and Rabbi Yanai. You need either a chatz or a bayis. A mekach is a nigmar, but it's not a bayis. It's definitely not a bayis. A bayis is bringing it into the house. So it's there's a kosher. The pasuk says, actually, you're bnei bayis. It's about the kosher of bayis. Rabbi Yechon says, it's b'sharecha. You need either sharech or a bayis. So what's going on? They both, the kosher, both are Rabbi Yana and Rabbi Yechon. It's mashma over here. That nigmar alone's enough. You don't have to bring it anywhere. Even besada. Omra papa, no. You're talking need a bayis. And what's the case over here? Hocha b'te'ino imedes begino v'noifa noita l'chotzer. It's sitting in the garden, but the branch is in the chotzer. Askina, that would be for Rav Yechon. Man, the Amal Labayis, it's sticking into the house, and he's harvesting those fruits from the tree and sticking into the house, and therefore the lekeach would be chayiv and maaser. I didn't bring it into the house. it was sticking in the house. Zok Taisvis, you look at Taisvis, Tapra Amid, where the narrow line start. So if long as it's in the chatzer, it's fine. Only it has to go into the chatzer if it's coming from outside. But if it's inside, it's enough to be in the chatzer. That's enough. Be in the chatzer. So come through it. It's in the chatzer. That's enough. That's what in Taisvis. In the chatzer enough. In the bayis enough. Huh? It's not finished yet. What is he asking? Right. Here it was finished. It was a finished product. It was a fruit. It was finished. It was completely. It was already soft. It already had these brown bumps on it. It was very soft. It was complete. It was finished. It was in this. It was in the chatzer. In the bayis. So I upon him. So therefore, yeah, that's the case. We piled taka itzmit. We're out. Even there, the pile eats without meiser. Even though the kach will be chayv meiser case, still the pile eats without meiser. Freit the Gemara Kashi, Yochi, Baal Bais Nami Nechayiv, the Baal Bais also should be chayiv. So we already learned the answer to this question. Tosfos has a question. So let's first read away Rashi. Rashi already answers the question. Yochi, Baal Bais Nami Nechayiv. Because we're talking about Nigmar Malacha. The problem was a house. So it went into the house. So Baal Bais is chayiv also. Why are we saying Dafka? Oh, lekeach is chayev, and therefore we're saying a poilus potter because kenafshecha. Here, a baal bayis be chayev also because it's in the house and it's finished. Yochei baal bayis nami lechayev. Like Rashi says, yochei baal bayis nami tlisha he gemar malach davrei repnei bayis. And for the Gemara, baal bayis ain't a betinosa lekeach, ain't a mechayim. Baal bayis, his eyes are on all the te'enim. And since only few of them are nigmar, that's not called the gemar malach yet. You have to harvest the entire tree. You look at the whole tree as a whole. Masha'enke this lekeach is only buying what he's taking. And that could be considered b'nishanitlashu already gemar malach. That's the gemara's tarot. So gemara comes out like this in my set. You have a gemar malach and a p'nei bayis, yechayiv, and the case. Now here, it had to be that it's midaraisa. This is the whole sugya is midaraisa. Why? Because we're asking a kash from the pasuk by a pile. So that means that midaraisa, you're not chayiv and maisli bringing it to the house of chatzah. The question was, why need a miyat for pile? It's not in the house anyway. Teretz is, you need a miyat because it's talking about sticking into the house. And still, the baal bayis is part of because it's not nigmar l'malacha. Now, Tosfos had a problem with this. Tosfos learned that the mekach was making the gmar malacha. That lo made the gmar malacha. And he asked, so chayiv over here, why the baal bayis should be chayiv? What's the kash of yachiv baal bayis? He doesn't have a mekach, so by him it's not nigmar. But already said Rashi answers it. Rashi is talking about fruits that are nigmar, and therefore Tosfos' kash is answered by Rashi, like the Marsha speaks out already on Tosfos. The Marsha called my lab besoda. The Marsha answers that Rashi already took care of the question. Right, the Gemara, the lekach with the raisim mechayiv. So you're learning a sugya, kenafshicha is being mamayit, a poil from being chayiv. That means a lekeach is chayiv, maiser medaraisa. It says, lekeach medaraisa being chayiv, a lekeach is chayiv and maiser. Vatanya, b'imach orvu chanuyes shaveis hinoi. Why was, hinoi was the name of a makim, where there all the chanuyes lost their businesses, they went bankrupt. Shalisham kem shalim, 3 years before shalim, they were gone. What's pshat? Because they did not listen to the chacham de gehalachas, they went with the derais de gehalachas. What was the derais de gehalachas? The lekeach is part of a meisa. So yoimrim, they used to say, in Shadarsh from the Pasuk, aser to aser, top of pechesa beis, aser to aser, v'ochalto, v'loy moicher. It says in the Pasuk, aser to aser, next Pasuk is v'ochalto, you take off meisa and then you eat it, but not moicher. Someone who finishes a product to sell, he's not chayiv. Tvuas zarecha v'lo lekech. Has to be your tvuah v'lo lekech. We learn from this pasuk that a moicher and a lekech are both not chayiv. The moicher is not chayiv because he harvested it to sell, and the lekech is not chayiv because it's not zarecha. There's a whole shaila in Tosfos and the Rambam. If the lekech finishes it off himself, does meruach, could be his chayiv. Talking about a case where the moicher did meruach, if he most shine him, you're potter because you did it meruach to sell, and the lekech didn't do meruach, and therefore he's potter. And they did that midrash. They did that. They said midrash is potter. So how can we say that the poil is a miyat? That a poil should be chayiv because lekech is chayiv. Lekech is not chayiv midrash. Lekech is potter midrash. So how can a pasuk have to come to my poil? Lekech is not chayiv midrash. So Mara says, you're right, Elamad Rabbana. That drasha kenafshika that a poil is part of Maisa is a drabon de gedin v'kross macht v'alma. So what do you do with the pasuk? Al kenafshika l'mayasa. What do you do with the pasuk kenafshika? Look at the Italian, look at the Braisa. Kenafshika, ma nafshika, just like yourself, imchasam to potter, just like when you're working in your field, if you decide not to eat, you're the owner. Of course, you're potter. Af poil imchasam to potter. A poil also, if you make up with him not to eat, or you force him not to eat. You're not over the lav of leisachsim shar b'disha. It's a lav by a shar. If you muzzle the shar, leisachsim shar b'disha. Is there a lav if you muzzle the poil? No, no lav. It's aser because it says you let him eat, but it's no lav. How do you know it's no lav? From the pasuk kenafshcha. Just like nafshcha doesn't have a lav, the poil doesn't have a lav either. I ask you, so what's the havmina lav? No, there's no lav. What's the havmina? Tarot says to be a havmina learn from a kavachaymer. Like we see later on the Amid, there's a kavachaymer from shar. If a shar yichayev for loy sachsim, for sure the poil is chayev loy sachsim. Kamash one kenafshcha that there's no chiyev of loy sachsim shar. But this when it comes to a poil.